Thanks for taking a moment to listen to the product from readorlisten.com, a subset of Developers Hangout, where we take a moment to read tech-related articles so that you can listen to them while you're working, driving, or exercising, what be it. All right, enjoy. This is an article written by Alfred Nutilli, read by me, Alfred Nutilli, and it's called We Code in the Context of Our Quoting. Whether you're working waterfall or agile, we still need to quote out the time it will take for new features. We still need to give the product owners or the people with the money a sense of timing. And it is this skill or lack thereof that drives the experience we are going to have when we code. There are many, many, many formulas around on how to quote and how not to quote. And I am not talking about fixed bids here. Those are a story in and of themselves. I'm talking about sprint planning, task planning, anything that is part of the relationship between you and the owner to have a sense of how much something might cost and how long it might take. In this article, I will cover two main concepts. One is about pacing yourself for the race ahead. Every task, feature, or whatever is like a little or big jog. If you start the jog not knowing how long it is, then you have no clue how to pace yourself. If you have no idea where you are in the track or race, and you have no clue if you should speed up or slow down. So to begin with, we need to consider how much to quote items. Second, I will cover how to know where I am in the race. Who is this article for? It is for developers who find themselves not working in the ideal agile situation, or maybe still in waterfall, where story points are not an option and the clients need a sense of time a feature might take so they can budget for it. This is not for fixed bids. Sure, it can work for that, but those always are risky and may take different tools. This is also for developers who know quoting sucks, who know this things go wrong, and this technique will help to sooner than later check in with the client so they and you can have a good sense of how things are really going. Thoughts on quoting. Story points are an interesting practice, but I find it hard to use them most of the time with clients. It seems a bit too abstract. Sure, there might be a client who gets story points, but this article is more about that middle ground, where you want to write good code in the context of a client who is confident in the time range you quote for the feature. I'm going to share some spreadsheets, but be warned, I suck at spreadsheets. I use them to their bare minimum, but this is for me enough to make all the difference in a day-to-day work. The first tool is here. There's a link in the article. Basically, I'm doing two things: a simple quoting template with ideas from the book Agile Estimating and Planning. No offense to them if I got it totally wrong. First, I write all the tasks that make this feature, and second, I will write down assumptions so I can make sure they are presented to the client as well. Keep in mind, this is not quoting out an entire project. Sure, you can do that, but I will focus on a feature, some of which might take a week or 2 weeks or maybe less. This sheet will take your items, and instead of buffering each item, it will buffer the results and add them to the total of the columns you quoted at 60% confidence level to hopefully end up with more realistic results. I will cover confidence levels in a moment. And as the book Agile Estimating and Planning, which I link below, notes, if you buffer each item, then you are going to end up with too high of a quote. So that is why we use this formula. The book uses a really simple example of having to do five things in the morning before going to the airport. If you buffer all five things, then you will end up at the airport too early. But with this approach, you end up with a better buffer. Confidence level. To begin with, I consider confidence levels. Have I done this before? Has it been done before? Etc. Then I quote at two levels, 60% confidence and 90% confidence. It is these two numbers that help us make the final buffered results. What to consider in this thinking? This is what, at my job, we call a done-done list. Testing, documentation, time to model ideas, feedbacks, CI, continuous integration, manual QA, deployment. Seriously, give yourself time to do these things right. And above all, remember, you're not building a feature. You're building an application, so with each new feature, you're responsible for the bigger picture or health of your application. Take time to consider what else this feature might be touching that needs to be fixed, tightened up, or just made better. Should you include all of these in the little touchers in your conversation with the client? In my opinion, no. I think you're responsible for so much that already does not always get brought up in the conversations that this falls in that area as well. For example, maybe you know testing is weak because you had to rush the last feature. Well, add a few more tests while doing this feature. I think this type of detail work goes beyond any to-do list and is just the nature of being an artist and building and maintaining such a complex system. Remember, in the end, if your buffer is too big or too small, it leaves you in an unprofessional situation. As a professional, I want to have a sense of honesty with the client, that I'm not over-quoting items so I can sit around on Facebook or overcompensate for my lack of skill in quoting, and that I am not under-quoting, forcing myself in a situation where I'm not able to deliver a quality product and not enjoy quality coding time. It is key to keep each item in this sheet under one day. I will cover that shortly. Ticket system numbers. You will also notice in the sheet a column for ticket system numbers. This number I will use in the sheet that helps me to pace myself. It is not a perfect number, but it is a flexible formula I change as needed so the total matches the total that came from the overall buffer the system makes for me. I could maybe make it a bit more dynamic and relative to the spread of each item to the 60%, 96% quote, but in the meantime, I just adjust the multiplier as needed till the total matches the total days that the system originally totaled up for me. Not ideal, but just to help me pace myself in the bigger picture of the total time quoted. Assumptions. Before I move on to the section pacing yourself, I want to note this area of the spreadsheet. This is very important. The hardest part of our job is not coding, but communicating with other humans, especially those who are trying to comprehend what it is they want us to build. Or we are trying to comprehend what it is they want us to build. So write them out, no matter how dumb they might sound, and review them with the client to make sure you are both assuming the same things. The client approved your numbers. This next section is pacing yourself. The client approved your numbers. Now it is time to start the project. The first few days, so nice, so easy to relax, write a test, go for a jog, code slowly, chit-chat on Slack. But then it happens. You finally see there's a week left in the project. You can finally see the due date outside the abstraction of Gantt charts or ticket systems, and you finally see you have a ton more work to do. And you start to run really, really fast. You do not sleep or eat, do not rest, you do no QA, or do anything but code, hoping to get to the finish line. For me, this very simple system showed me how I can easily start and manage my pace. Not only that, but help me to see when I'm falling behind as early as possible so I can talk to the client and let them know upfront what is happening. It is a lot nicer for them to see 2 weeks before the deadline versus 2 days before the deadline how the project is really going. And there's a little quote here. I hated when managers asked me how things are going, as if I could stick my thumb in the air to measure the wind and tell them, yep, things are great, project is on time. The simple, stupid spreadsheet can be seen here, and there's a link to a broken site by Joel Wenzel. And let's keep it simple, stupid, by following a few key rules. One, who cares if you are halfway done or 75% done or 90% done? It is just not done. So an item is either complete or not. And until it is complete, do not consider a task done. Once complete, then add that day to the section where you total up the work you did for that day. Second, check in the morning and see how to pace your day. It is a great way to start. Third, you will not make up time. So do not start behind, and once you fall behind, talk sooner than later to the client. It might be hard to admit you are falling behind, but do it. Fourth, 1 day tops per quoted item. No item can be more than a day. Why? Because you will fool yourself, and if an item is, say, 2 days long, on the third day you finally admit to yourself you fell behind, then now you're possibly 2 to 3 more days behind than you think. Where if you had it at one day, then the next day's morning check-in, you would know that you are not done and falling behind. That really is it for this. Keep it simple, check in daily, and keep the task small. Spikes. Quoting is hard. I mean, how do you quote something you've never done before? Sometimes a spike is a great way to just say to the client, I'm not sure how long it will take. Let me take 1 to 2 days to take a stab at it. Paid, of course, and then let's see what comes up from that. If anything, you will have a sense of how possible the task is and in what time frame. In a spike, you can set aside some of the detail work and just code away, knowing the code will be thrown away once done. You are mainly just trying to get an idea of how it is, if this task is possible. Well, that is it. I just want to share these simple tools and concepts I think are really key to coding in the context of less stressful expectations, and therefore giving yourself space to code well and happily. And at the end of the article are a bunch of links to the two particular key spreadsheets and a book that really helped with a lot of this.